You're listening to a Mining Journal podcast, your source for interviews, question and answer sessions, and much more.
Hello, this is Public Record. I'm Christopher Deem, and I'm joined today by Marquette Mayor John Kivula, who has a big announcement to make.
Well, Chris, thanks for having me. I'm set to tomorrow morning file my campaign papers and announce my candidacy for the state House seat for the 109th District. So I'm pretty excited about that. It's something I've thought about for years and years. And I think the timing's right. It's right for me personally in my life. Representative Lindbergh is term limited in 2012. That's when my seat is up at the commission level. So it's really an opportune time for me and my family to make this change.
Aside from the opportunity for you and your family, why are you running for the seat?
You know, I think we all know what's happening on a state and federal level, and I think there's a lot of room down in Lansing for some common sense. You know, politics has always fueled me. That's my passion in life. It hasn't always been my quote-unquote day job, but that's what really fuels the fires. And I think I make a difference in the community where I serve, and I think I can make a difference in Lansing. So I'd like to have that opportunity.
Now, will you be running as a Democrat, Republican, or third party?
You know, that's an interesting question because not a lot of people outside of my immediate family really have known what I've been. And I was born and raised a Democrat, and I intend to run as a Democrat. But because the office I've always held is a nonpartisan office, I really felt that politics, you know, and partisan politics has no place in local government. And so I've always been very quiet. I will describe myself as a social democrat that's fiscally conservative. I believe that we have a lot of great programs in this state that help those that need them, but we also need to balance that with an ability to pay for them. So I look forward to running as a Democrat. I've spoken with the local county party chair, and he was enthusiastic about my running, and so I look forward to some tremendous support.
So you'll be facing fellow Democrat Tony Ratajski in the primary?
Correct. Yep. So, well, you know, Tony's a good man. I know Tony a little bit. You know, I have dealt with him a little bit in regards to the school board issues, and it'll be a good battle for both of us. So,
now, you've been on the city commission since 2006. You've been mayor for the last several years. Do you think your experience in city government has prepared you for a role in state government?
I think so. And, you know, believe me, I haven't been involved in state government. So I don't want to tell you that, boy, I know it all and it's a piece of cake, because I haven't. But, you know, what's guided me through my years as a city commissioner and mayor is a simple adage: do the right thing. You know, study the issues and do what's best for your constituents, period. And it's really not rocket science. Thought and common sense are so much in need, and that, unfortunately, is where we seem to have a shortage down in Lansing.
What are some of the major issues facing the state right now, and is there anything in particular that you hope to address should you be elected?
Yeah, you know, certainly the obvious is staring us in the face. Unemployment. We're losing jobs. We need to turn that around. Education is key. It really is. I think the long-term future of this state is moving away from manufacturing. We're seeing that in an alarming rate, and that's fine. I don't know that we get that back. Where we make up for it is intelligence, technology. Those are keys, and we need an educated workforce. If you see where the future of this whole country is going, it's those types of jobs. We have to educate our young people. We have to have, you know, great available secondary education. So those things come with price tags. And we realize, you know, again, we have to have the money to pay for these things. How do we do that? Well, we also need to make an attractive environment for businesses and companies to flourish, because they're going to be paying the bulk share of the taxes. And we need that tax money to fund what's really important.
Well, thank you for joining us, John. This has been Public Record. Thanks for listening.